Just take a minute, okay? Look, you have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Catch our papers, you bitches.
Who wants me? Who the fuck wants me? You're gonna be me forever.
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Double chunk chocolate cookie.
I just suck at everything I do. It's a complete mystery why anybody would pay money to see it. I don't have a vagina.
Boom!
There's Corey whining again, huh? Everybody. Yeah. Else's his fault.
Yo, what it do? Welcome, everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. This is a Corey Feldman show.
Yeehaw.
You are tuned in to the Corey Cowboys live every Friday, 7-ish Pacific time on twitch.tv/Jim and Them. And, of course, on the Jim and Them YouTube. Shout outs to the motherfucking real ones in the motherfucking chat.
Such as?
What do we got? In the Twitch, we got Goldbricker. We got Daewoo. We got
Larry,
Max.
Larry Winkle all the way from Texas. Larry Winkle.
From where, though? I was talking about the Twitch chat. Where's Larry Winkle at?
He's in the YouTube chat with the other hundreds.
Yeah, we got Jew Kane. Welcome back, Zen Pie. All the realists of the real. Kim Gomez. Kim Gomez giving a yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Yeehaw, Kim Gomez.
Yeah.
Spraggle's in the YouTube. He's asking we're Cowboys as well. Yeah. We're the original Cowboys.
Yeah, we're the original Cowboys. Yeehaw.
Oh, I didn't know Spraggle's was in the YouTube chat. Yes, we are the... I guess I didn't tell him that we're the Corey Cowboys. Because I don't know if you've heard it, but we're the Corey Cowboys.
Yeah, yeehaw. Everyone's saying it.
Well...
Yeehaw!
That's one of our. That's a clip of one of us saying yeehaw.
But yes, I mean we come to you this week with bittersweet heart in hands because I don't know if people know this, but the Loserville tour ended last weekend.
No,
like we thought the good times were just keep on coming and coming, didn't
we? But Jim, haven't you seen the comments in our YouTube videos? Us three. The biggest losers alive can keep the tour going forever.
That's true. We are the biggest losers, but we're here. We're here to celebrate what was. We're here to celebrate the summer of Corey.
I'm spamming 100 emojis in the chat right now.
Oh, woo! Spamming the emojis. Although I guess before we get into all of that, we do have a voicemail.
Oh my God. It's Jake. Trying to sue us.
Some guy from Ireland was like, I didn't know how much I detested Corey until I started watching you guys. You're welcome. Yeah. He didn't even know who he was.
Dude, I've read so many comments like that. Like, I forgot about this guy, and now I hate him.
See, the great thing is all these people,
they're
having the same realization that our listeners have been having for 10 years, where you have no clue that you should hate this guy. Then you watch Jim and Them and go, huh, I guess he's the worst man alive.
But yeah, to take us back a couple weeks ago when we had Charlie call in. Charlie was one of our, well, he's not an original hater, was one of our recent haters that called in. He basically called in and was telling us that, hey, I'm flipping through YouTube lives. I'm giving you guys a couple minutes. Let's see what you got. And then he kept calling in for the next like 40 minutes.
Making fun of me.
But
making fun of Jeff.
Yeah, he was making fun of. Yeah.
I guess did he make fun of besides me and Jeff? Was there a third person, Jim?
I mean, by association, he's making fun of two of my best friends. He's making fun of me.
You know what? That's a good point, Jim. I'm glad that. Thank you.
But apparently, we got a voicemail from Charlie. I meant to play this last week, but I forgot.
Oh, seriously. Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah.
Hey, Jim, let MAGA Mike, Jeff the slob, and it's Charlie. I'm a piece of shit scumbag that gets cucked every night. I have a small dick and even tinier balls. I don't know why I acted that way. I was just in a bad place, but that's no excuse. I'm so sorry. I'm a big piece of shit. I've always looked up to you guys, and I feel like I let you down. I've been drinking dog semen nonstop for the past week, working up the courage to make things right with you guys. And now I realize the only way to make amends is to join BUPOC and roll Rillos in heaven. Goodbye, Jim and them. I'm coming, BUPOC.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. That sounded exactly like Charlie.
It really, I didn't hear that before I played it. That was sent in, and I'm actually very impressed now that I hear it.
It was sent in by Charlie, because that is Charlie.
Well, happy birthday in heaven, Charlie. You're up there with BUPOC.
You are with Charlie. I mean, Charlie, you're up there with BUPOC.
Your gun sounded HD. But
that limited sample size, technology is getting pretty fucking good, guys. That's getting pretty scary.
Because before the call, said, wait, Charlie called back. Then I was like, oh, of course he didn't. It's one of our listeners pretending to be Charlie. Then you played it and I go, oh, it actually is Charlie. How weird.
It really does. Well, I mean, of course it sounds like him because it's him. But also, I just need to say it really sounds like him.
Yeah.
I want to hear it one more time here.
Me too, because it's the truth. Yeah. I want to hear the truth.
Hey, Jim, MAGA Mike, Jeff the slob, and it's Charlie. I'm a piece of shit scumbag that gets cucked every night. I have a small dick and even tinier balls. I don't know why I acted that way. I was just in a bad place, but that's no excuse. I'm so sorry. I'm a big piece of shit. I've always looked up to you guys, and I feel like I let you down. I've been drinking dog semen nonstop for the past week, working up the courage to make things right with you guys. And now I realize the only way to make amends is to join BUPOC and roll Rillos in heaven. Goodbye, Jim and them. I'm coming, BUPOC.
That is so good. That's great.
So good.
Yeah, that is so good.
Now, I mean, again,
Star running.
Oh yeah. These are things I should have played last week since it's on the Charlie thing, because Charlie called in 2 weeks ago. Because I forgot that someone also submitted, or I guess Charlie submitted a song he made.
Whoa.
Okay.
We really are living rent free in Charlie's head.
If someone's a complete dick to you, it's better to take the high road and be the bigger man. Especially if you have devoted listeners to take the low road on your behalf.
Charlie's almost as good at Corey at the guitar.
Charlie sits alone on a Friday night, podcast in his ear, no friends in sight. Judging every word of
Susan. We don't even care what Charlie said that to
Jim and them and has something to say. Who's on the line? My name's Charlie. Just called to say a podcast. Not good enough for me. Ow, Charlie bit my soul. It really hard to call the show and acted like an F slur. Like an F slur. He kills the mode, insults the show. Acts like an ass that hangs up his phone.
All right, yeah, I mean, you get it, but it's funny because I forgot about Charlie, but these are good reminders.
I like the little like fake quote in the beginning. It was like, you guys can take the high road because don't worry, the listeners will take the low road for you.
But anyways, I mean, since we know everyone's here for Corey stuff, I did want to remember. I wanted to remember the summer that was Low Serville. So I probably spent a little bit too much, more time than I should have on something here.
People that are new to Jim and them, get used to this exact thing. Spending too much time on something and AI music to clown on someone who hates us.
But so this here, this is just a reminder of, I mean, it's the timing's amazing. I mean, summer's winding down, spooky season. is gearing back up. Mm-hmm. Kids are back in school. The weather's starting to get a little chilly. We're just starting to say goodbye to that low servile. You know what I mean?
Well, it is a chilly 98 degrees well, in Las Vegas.
We're talking worldwide here, my dear.
Sure. Yeah.
Think global, Mike.
I refuse.
But before we say bid for farewell to the summer that was low servile, let's take a quick look back.
Wake me up when low servile ends.
Let's cut together a video of all of his mishaps through the years and cut him into one reel and make it look like he does that every night.
Oh, I'm gonna cry.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Low serve ill. There's Corey whining again, huh? It's everybody else's fault.
So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
That's impressive.
It's really hot today, so I don't normally start the show like this. You know, we normally start with comeback team. We can't get the videos working, which means I can't do the song.
We got rained out. We got rained out tonight. Not the whole concert. Not all of Loserville. No, no, no. Just me. My band.
Hey guys, I know you're having fun, but I can't really hear myself talk.
Sorry, that was called a technical mix-up. Nobody should ever start a track until I'm on the stage, guys.
It's only music.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end is right. You have the time of your life.
I just suck at everything I do, and it's a complete mystery why anybody would pay money to see it. You happy?
I didn't expect that to make me cry.
Yeah, it really tugs at your heartstrings, makes you tear up a bit.
Yeah,
as you remember the summer that was.
Summer's really over. We're just getting another year older.
Yep, another year older.
Soon, Corey will be dead by December, and then the podcast will have to end.
So, yeah, you know, we are bidding farewell to low servile. But before we do that, since we are looking back, something that we're kind of late on that we somehow missed was the low servile announcement video.
Oh, what? Yeah, how did we miss this?
It was from a few months ago, so I know people may have already seen it, but we didn't see it. Because we just focus on just Corey himself. This has, like, other people, but it also has Corey on it.
Ooh, but I love Limp Bizkit.
That very true.
And I love Nate No Face.
Now, I didn't watch this either, so I don't really know. I know there's some sort of round table, I think. It's like I guess it's their version of the gathering infomercial in a lot of ways,
because I love that.
It's kind of like announcing the tour. So we're going back the prequel to Low Servile, if you will.
Okay.
I'm
sure Corey won't make it all about him.
The Temple of Doom to Low Servile's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Temple of Boom.
You don't know where I'm looking anyway.
Here we go. Speed.
I don't know if we need credits for this.
Yeah, jeez.
I don't know if we need to know the executive producers of this tour announcement are.
Wow. Oh, directed. There you go. That's why. Directed by Fred Durst.
You know, to be honest,
this was just a fantasy, a dream.
All you
and when I
pajamas.
Wake up in the middle of the night, I write down my dreams and my fantasies. And I somehow must have maybe made a call to
his
the producer,
dream was to
my
tour
good friend
with Corey,
Eric, and
Bones,
said, hey,
and Nate, no
I want all these artists.
Now, did you know Nate? I know everyone hates when we pause it within the first minute. Did you know of Nate No Face beforehand? I didn't.
No,
I know
knew
you,
of Bones.
You know Bones, right? Yeah.
I've never heard of any of them.
Because
then
didn't...
Riff Raff immediately left the tour.
Yeah, like what was going on? I mean, was Kenzie right that went to the that went to one of the dates?
Yeah,
and he said like Riff Raff was mostly in the video package, but kind of came out at one moment or something.
Yeah, I don't,
so,
I don't even know if he came out, but yeah, he's the only smart guy.
And let's get to know each other and let's bond and let's just kind of, you know, see what we're getting ourselves into. Riff, shit.
We can play a game where we try to guess who Nate No Face is.
On the way.
Where? Here?
It's about 15 minutes out.
We have a catering truck.
Do they have acai?
They can get. Can we get an acai bowl?
It's not organic. I just ordered a scooter on Amazon Prime.
For what?
And it's on clearance. Everything's 72% off.
But today, right now?
Yeah. I mean, I don't. For new listeners, we actually have history with Riff Raff going back a decade.
Yeah, his manager hates our guys.
His manager. Maybe we should give him a call. By the way, every few years we call Riff Raff's old manager Max Albert.
Yeah.
Max
yeah.
Albert.
Mm-hmm. We ask him if he remembers us. He says no, and then we say fuck you, and he hangs up on us.
Because Riff Raff was supposed to come on our show, but I mean. I know this might surprise people, but he's not a very reliable fella.
Mm. So,
and maybe that's what Fred Durst found out by booking him for this show.
Well, Jim, you're implying that Riff Raff didn't come on our show.
He did eventually come on our show for like, what,
10
minutes?
For about 6 minutes, he ate chicken fingers and told us...
wouldn't answer any questions.
Yeah, wouldn't answer any questions. And this was after like weeks of promising us. And then he just kind of eventually pretended like he had no connection and then disappeared.
Yeah, he's like, oh, wait, I got to call you back or something like that. And so then we just kept telling everyone that he died, like he died on the call. We said that he got no car accident.
You know, we actually have a video about it.
But yeah, Max Albert, we call him every now and then, every few years, just to remind him that his friends Jim and them are still out there.
Hey, Larry Winkle, y'all know famous people, but you are famous also. Thanks, Larry Winkle.
Aw, thank you.
He doesn't know we're not yet.
386 in the chat.
Yeah. Well, it is.
We must be famous.
We've watched this bull crap, whatever this is. This sucks already.
Because Riff Raff, he's still trying to do this, like, I'm like a random funny guy. Like, I'll just say random stuff, and that makes him funny. And I mean, I guess it was kind of humorous when he would say, what would he say? Like, get a big pickle, a Balenciaga pickle.
He has
the
best.
Fuck are you talking? Are you doing that now?
He legitimately has the best Sway freestyle of all time, though.
Which one?
His freestyle on Sway.
Oh, his freestyle. Well, I'm trying to think. What were his lyrics in? What was the song we love?
Sour and Gunpowder and Squirt.
No,
make
Squirt with Lil Debbie.
We might have pulled it up.
I think he's very violent. JS.
Yes.
Riff Raff had a Riff Raffissance, though, because he's back. He's, like, popular again.
He's back in a big way.
He's here. Oh, shit. Yeah, Nate No Face.
Who else? Are
Fetty Baker.
Me?
He beat the allegations and he's
Borland.
Back. You gotta be joshing me.
Corey fucking Feldman is here.
The Burbs?
The Burbs.
That's funny. Yeah, the Burbs.
I don't even know why I have a beard. And I don't know why the fuck I'm wearing pajamas.
Okay, I'm not okay. I'm not
good evening, cowards.
This is like an alcoholic meeting with too much alcohol. This is like an AA meeting with alcohol. I don't know what to say.
Same joke twice,
said
two ways.
These are my questions. So don't think they're coming from me.
Everyone else put on a funny outfit and Corey came.
Yeah. I was just going to say, even in a room full of dipshits, like he stands out like the most.
Everybody in this room dressed silly for the bit, and Corey showed up dressed silly for his life.
Ooh, who has less music? Oh, I guess it'll pop up in a second.
Yeah, it's funny.
Bones refused to do the bit. He's like, I'm Bones.
I was going
to
fix this week on our super chats, but I was too busy making that Feldman montage.
Who has less musical talent? Riff Raff or Corey?
Corey. Absolutely.
That's close, though. But yeah, it's got to be Corey.
Don't let his appearance sour your opinion on Riff Raff.
Right.
You love Riff Raff.
I'm souring it our personal history with Riff Raff is what's souring it.
Don't
a bit
let
for
the
me.
Artist get in way of the art. Souring Gunpowder, Squirt.
Name a third song. I dare you.
The Peach Panther.
Tip egos. I mean, it's like juggling with like 10
There's Nate No Face.
Chainsaws for the first time.
Oh, like, swag on top of swag. I mean,
first of all,
on top of Gucci bags. So I had
like 2 pounds of weed, but the weed had to be strained.
It's another day, you know. Yeah, they called us a destroyer, you know. We answered it.
I'm ready to go home.
Yeah. You want to go home already?
Bones is the only real one in this video. This all
fucking
sucks.
Wes, man, he's like a case of bananas. It gotta be organic bananas, and they have to be from Florida. And I'm like, dude, there's no bananas from Florida, so we gotta get him some bananas.
Shit, that's Fred Durst. Is that funny?
There's millions of years, billions of years in the earth. All this pale.
Is Wes Borland turning over a new leaf?
Yeah, he's becoming Corey.
Well, that's the crazy thing. Anytime you see Wes Borland outside the makeup, you're like, this is Wes Borland.
Probably. Not more than 1,000 Triceratops. Diplodocus, Pegasaurus.
Well, seeing him doing a character, because usually you're like, you look at Wes Borland, you're like, why would he hang out with Fred Durst?
Yeah.
And now you're like, oh, they do bits together when no one's around.
Yeah. Haunting. There's no dinosaurs haunting any of us. That would be spooky.
Nate shows up. He's got
where the
a drum
fuck is DJ Lethal?
On, and he's the sweetest guy I've ever met. I mean, the guy is fucking amazing. Well, I mean, every 2 minutes he's making a beat, and we have to keep stopping. It's another beat, another beat, another. And he's like, check out my beat, check out my beat, check out my beat.
You know, I'm really glad that Fred Durst put the credits so I knew that he directed this at the top.
There he is. He's some Indian guy.
Pulled out of the studio for it, but.
It's Tom Savini.
Yeah.
You were in the studio?
Oh, my closet. That's where I make all my music. Yeah. Everything I've ever put out.
I would have never
guessed
this is Nate No Face.
I only know because I saw a clip of him with Corey.
Well, he was in the Corey video when Corey did his cafeteria concert.
Have you ever he was. Coming out of the closet?
Yeah, no, it's my dream.
He looks like the guy that fucked Corey.
Corey Feldman is a legend. And you know what? He shows up. Corey says, when I come in the dressing room, no one's allowed to look at me, no one's allowed to talk to me, no one's allowed to address me. Then he walks in and he's talking and looking and okay with everybody. I had everybody on set prepared that they can't look at Feldman. Do not look at Corey Feldman. And then he says, low serve ill. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
Are you ready? Sorry.
Not if you're busy. If you're,
I mean, I'm just taking care of some real business. Real. But, if you're ready, man, I'm ready to rock and roll always.
Babushka Corey's kind of a vibe. I know I've been saying this all week.
Okay, yeah.
He looks like Tom Cruise in that trailer for for Mission Impossible.
I think of him as Dune Corey. This is Corey from Dune Part 2.
Yeah, he's about to ride a worm,
yeah,
baby.
Shai Halud.
I didn't even realize that they were dropping the low serville this early.
Because Corey wouldn't let them not mention the obvious ones. And he's like, I'm off the tour. And they're like, oh, no, we need you. We need our clown.
Try to strip him of any type of, you know, he's allowed to eat and get hungry.
What are the fucking questions, dude?
All right, here's the questions. And again, these are all my questions, guys. Can anyone here speak telepathically?
I do know how to speak telepathically.
What is this?
Well, it's just me, like, raising my hand, but I'm raising my brand.
This is, like, worse than the Juggalo gathering videos.
It is. It's
the gathering videos are, like, awesome.
Yeah.
And this is
especially in comparison. Yeah. Like, they're going for some sort of, like, The Office vibe.
Yeah. Yes. It's slow and boring. I don't know.
I expected
more from the Loserville announcement.
I know. I'm starting to think the lead singer of Limp Bizkit's a dumb shit retard.
Well, we were talking over it, but I think we missed the funny Nate No Face jokes where he was like, I'm always making beats. And they're like, oh, in the studio? He's like, yeah, my studio's in my closet. Well, and then Fred was like, yeah, you ever come out of the closet? And he's like, oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's fucking gay,
see,
Mike.
You thought we missed it because no one laughed super hard until they peed?
Well, in my mind, I was laughing.
Oh.
Telepathically, Mike.
Oh, shit. Raise your brand.
Holding up my brand.
Mine doesn't
Apple,
have it.
Apple, baby. Oh, shit.
Just one of the microaggressions against me. Mine doesn't have it.
Yeah, fuck you.
Classic micro. Do you guys like microaggression, Jeff?
Okay. If you could speak telepathically, then tell him something. And let's see.
There are five of them.
See, you guys are too good, though. It's not. It doesn't count because they're in a band together.
That's crazy.
They know how each other thinks. Yeah.
I do like Bones being creepy in the background.
These guys are running an international craziness business.
Yeah. Do you believe we've landed on the moon?
I do not.
It's our business.
I don't know.
Here's the thing, Jim.
Did Riff Raff bring back the mullet? You know, the mullet's like cool again?
Well, athletes brought back the mullet.
But did they get it from Riff Raff, though?
There's a different type of mullet they do. Riff Raff has the classic one.
Yeah, that's true.
Theo Vaughn.
Oh, yeah.
Has the one that baseball playing teams have.
But did Theo Vaughn get it from Riff Raff?
Riff Raff got it from Theo Vaughn.
Riff Raff.
Riff Raff.
That's it. That's the dog version of Riff Raff.
Rolf Raff. Well, that's Riff Raff. So here's the beauty of a modern society, Jim.
Sure. We don't have to watch this.
There's an axe.
The power of choice.
Right next to that corner of the tab for this video, there's a little axe, and if you simply pushed it, it would be over immediately.
Yeah, but this is your boy's fault. This isn't Corey's fault.
Yeah, I mean,
this is just proving Fred Diss a dumb shit retard.
Doesn't matter if he's a retard if he made Roland.
Okay. Urban or Air?
You know the answer to that.
I think you're giving Urban a bad rap.
Kenny, rap. Vinyl horror in the YouTube chat. Kenny fucking Powers. That's right. Kenny Powers did bring back the mullet as well. Yeah. Well, what were you going to say though? What was the beauty of what you're going to say?
You predicted is that we could simply turn this off. And I mean, we're a third of the way through. We could arguably be done. We could be.
But
at the end.
Thing is, but then if we turn it off, we'll just never know if it gets good because it might get good.
I will be able to sleep tonight. I'll lose a lot of sleep.
This is right nothing now. About music.
Oh my God! Look!
This has
obviously
nothing to do with music.
I'm walking.
We would have missed this part,
so
Mike.
You're not floating in space.
All right, you're right.
That's a ridiculous question.
Oh shit, dude!
You got
I know
me.
We're doing this tour, but if you think about beyond the moon, beyond Mars, way out, and keep going past Alpha Centauri, past the Proxima Centauri system, in a parallel universe. There could be this tour happening right now. Mm. And we could be in filming.
You also do this in 2X.
Tour, way out there in the universe in another dimension at the same time. That's for quantum entanglement. There's another you and another me.
I don't know. Dude, I don't even fucking know. I don't even fucking know at this point, guys.
There must be something else we can do.
But this also, reminds me of I guess. To compare it to John Hamm would be unkind because John Hamm can be funny, but it has the vibes of
wrong at all. Holy shit. He's
actually very wrong. John Hamm can't be funny.
No, this is so like camera pointed at John Hamm and they say, hey, riff, we need you to riff.
I'm a comedian.
The actor that I mean, like John Hamm's a great example. There are actors that are usually in serious stuff, but you could tell he really wants to be in comedy.
He keeps inserting himself into comedy.
And he would, and also, you know what, even in to a certain extent, Chris Hemsworth as well.
Sure.
Chris Hemsworth. Yeah. Like, he can be a little funny, but he thinks he's funnier than he is.
Sure.
So he's like always trying to do bits and shit. Like, I can imagine if we were in the vacuum of space and then Wes Borland showed, like if you're just
the people behind the camera filming this promo must have questioned every decision in their life while doing this project.
Ooh, Eric Michelet.
Thank you, Eric. I didn't even, was my chat freeze up? Yeah, hold on. I didn't see.
You need name cowards.
But say you're suffering through the eternity vastness of the vacuum of space, right? But you happen to, the only thing you stumble upon in the great abyss is Wes Borland doing this character.
Yeah.
I think you crack a smile.
I think if I'm in outer space and I haven't seen or heard anyone in potentially hundreds of years and banana eating cowboy Wes shows up, sure. I you know what? I think I'll be like,
I don't know.
Well,
if I'm in the movie Gravity and I've gotten pushed off, I'm careening and headlong into space and this guy's reaching his hand out to catch me, I'm like, yeah.
Here, no, no thanks.
Let's see if Riff Raff's around the corner.
I think that this whole video is like, you know, when you do just let, like, remember when, was it Adam McKay when he was just making the, like, there's no script, it's just, the Talladega Nights and
Will Ferrell and even Judd Apatow to a point. Although he kind of had a script, but it was like, always like, you could tell they were always just riffing, man.
Yeah, Anchorman was like, let's riff, and people liked it. And so they're like, well, what if we went even further? What if literally every scene was just, let's point the camera at them and then edit together what we think is the funniest stuff. This is what happens when none of it's funny, but you still have to edit it together when you're done. So it's just a bunch of people that are, they are indeed riffing. They're, Westmoreland had an idea for a character. He's playing the character. I'm not even saying he's playing it badly, but nothing about it is funny.
Yeah, yeah. None of these, you could tell he thinks it's funny.
Yeah, none of these people are doing anything funny, but they're all like doing their thing and a camera's pointed at them and they're throwing out as much as they can, hoping something sticks. And this is what happens when nothing sticks.
Well, you know, it's
but you still have to like have a product in the end.
Well, you know, it's funny because everyone in the chat is listing where they're from.
Yes, yeah.
So they want to see more of this, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe we could just stop watching
William
this.
And Pittsburgh. I mean, we can't do that, though. We can't just keep, like, we could still watch and be funny about it. We don't have to keep being like, what are we doing, guys?
Yeah.
Someone else is in Vegas. We're in Vegas.
Wait, what?
Don't find us and kill us.
Oh, God, please don't kill me. Or do kill me. I haven't had a great week. Kill me, please. I want to die.
You haven't had a great week, have you? Press play.
Anyways, yeah. Well, oh, actually, no. That reminds me of what I was going to talk about. Because what is funny, though, it's somewhat on topic here. People were pretty upset in our recent Corey video that we put up. There's a quick aside where we talk about how we could have made the 5.5-hour drive to Phoenix to see Corey, and we said we didn't. And people are like, you fucking should have. People were pretty, not everyone, but there are quite a few people. I was like, Jesus, I should have left that part out because people are like, come on, guys. Well, you could have fucking went to the show.
You look at a map and you think Arizona's close, but it's not close enough for that, dude. Like, fuck.
Well, and I think in the video, we all basically say, like, sure, it's all fun and games to make a joke about going to the Corey show, but after 5 minutes of sitting there, you realize like it's way funnier to talk about than it ever is to do. You're not gonna.
But that's why our punishment.
You're not even gonna have ironic fun.
But that's why our punishment is to watch the rest of this video.
That's true. Our atonement is watching this video.
The other thing that this video does is because the constant question we've been having, and not just us, other people have had this question as well. They're like, why would Fred Durst have Corey on this tour?
Japan, bitch. Japan and them.
Yeah, hell yeah, Max. Yeah. They're like, why would they have Corey on this tour? And it's like, oh, this is why. Because they're kind of like Corey as well.
There's another banana. Think about that.
What kind of snacks do you request in your dressing room?
Green M&Ms. They make you horny.
I like pigs in a blanket.
Okay. Damn, Corey, was that a genuine laugh that Corey got from Jeff?
That was good. They make like, you horny.
No, but that's like the hack joke is that green M&Ms make you horny.
That's not a joke that exists.
Google it.
No.
I know the joke of the rider having a single color M&M.
No, the green... Dude, that was like an old movie.
Is that why fuck the green?
That's
M&M.
Like an old,
but
like,
is that why the green
joke.
M&M is a sexy lady in the commercials?
Maybe.
But wait, the green M&M's a sexy lady, right?
Yeah.
But they had to make.
You
want to
fuck the green M&M? They don't make you horny because you eat them.
But they also recently had to make the lady M&M's frumpy or something, right?
Yeah, they had to make her a they them or whatever.
They were too sexy.
Yeah, they took the dick vein off of Snickers and made the green M&M a dyke.
I'm waiting for the chat. Chat, did you know? Is this a known thing, an old wives' tale, if you will, that the green M&M's make you horny?
In the early 1970s, on college campuses, rumors about the green M&M chocolate candy acting as an aphrodisiac begin to circulate. It's like a long running one of those just dumb low hanging fruit
that
like
fits.
Everybody knows things. That's why Corey said it.
I was going to say that fits for his time as well.
It's just an old like there's just if you just Google it, it's just like a million people talking about, you know, the old dumb thing.
I never heard it.
It's the same joke as like your wife's banging the milkman. Like, that's just a thing. You've heard a million times. It's not from anything. It's just a thing that exists. It's just a vaguely humorous thing that exists.
Rose is saying it used to be the blue M&M. Kiwi Mango is saying that since we didn't drive 5 hours to the Corey concert, then 5 hours back home, we get a doom.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, we do get with no booms for us. We should have made the 10-hour trek.
It would have been great if we're like, well, we got to leave after Corey.
Yeah, we got to. Otherwise, we're not getting home till the next morning.
on the side.
That's nice. You know can saying? You do it with vegan pigs?
No. And I need the croissant crust. Croissant wrap.
Nice flaky crust.
I mean, I'm down
nice,
with
very
it.
Flaky.
Nice flaky crust.
I just always don't like my wieners to be made from real meat.
Like the vegan wieners.
I like vegan wieners.
Wes.
Well, all right. He's coming in hot with the gay jokes.
Here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to skip ahead.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Jim.
We're
going to
skip ahead.
Jim,
let's look for Corey. Let's see when Corey's talking. Let's skip ahead. All right, here we go.
Oh, they don't let him talk a lot.
Oh, it's funny. It looks like where the jumps are is when Corey's talking, though, too, and the YouTube spikes here. So that just shows that he's the fucking star.
Things can get complicated very quick when you get all this creativity in one spot together.
I don't like to capitalize on other people's ideas. So if it was my idea, then it would be a great idea, but it's not. So therefore it's, you know.
Took a lot of my ideas when I came over to your house, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, we signed NDAs. So we're not supposed to talk about
that. I'm not talking about what happened. I was just saying I can legally be there. Not getting
we
shitty
don't
with
talk,
you.
We don't talk about that, right? That's the stuff we don't discuss outside. That's
Silence
inside
bones.
Voice. Inside voice.
Wait, why was that? Why didn't you?
It was just me and Corey.
Well, right, it was our own private.
It was just me and Corey.
To see the hours of raw footage from this.
This is such a bizarre choice to promote the tour. No wonder we never saw it before. Yeah.
Well, and Bones just made a joke about the Angels. I bet Corey was furious.
Wait, the Corey's Angels? I wasn't even listening.
Because everyone's saying, like, why wasn't other people invited? He's like, it was just me, Corey, the Angels.
Corey hated that. But
yeah, that's a soft spot.
That's a doom.
Yeah.
Maybe we could watch this video split screen, play some Costco Guy videos on the bottom.
To sing with a band, or would you rather shoot Burbs 2 with you and Dale D'Antoni?
That's me. That's your real name?
Dale D'Antoni, yeah.
Oh, I see. You threw that one in there. That was not like
I used to play baseball.
Oh, I know
I used to play
up,
baseball.
I know
Burbs
you could be in the Burbs with me, though. You want to do that?
This is real.
Yeah.
How about Goonies, too? Was that ever in the talks?
I like to be seen for the art that I'm creating today. Okay, so
this is real, by the way.
Dude,
this
I was
is
about
not,
to say,
yeah.
like, Corey must have hated that they were talking about old movies.
Well, they actually cut, and he, like, stormed off, and they had to get him out of his trailer that he lives in.
Yeah, well, the one that broke down at the X5 podcast. Actually, you know what? I should bring that up as well. The X5 podcast reached out to me. If for people that weren't here a couple weeks ago, we watched Corey's appearance on their show. Because I thought it was weird because, I mean, we shit all over it. I mean, I guess I haven't put the video up yet. I'm putting the video up this upcoming week.
See, I don't remember shitting all over.
Well, no, but I mean, we
crazy drug.
Yeah, I should correct it. We didn't shit all over them. We were pretty kind to them outside of saying like they had like a million guys in the studio at once.
That was a good joke.
We were mostly we kind of goofed on how they were laughing at every bad joke Corey was making.
Sure.
And we just shit on Corey's responses because they were awful. But they must have seen a recent video or something because he's like, guys, been watching some of your Corey videos. We actually had Corey in studio back on the 1st of August, and then he gave me a link to the episode. I know Corey personally. And some of your info's not accurate. For instance, Greg is Corey's guitarist. He doesn't live in Corey's guest house. I bet he does. But again, I mean, we heard that from a commenter, so who knows how accurate it is.
I don't think we
maybe
purported
he lives
it
in,
is true either.
Maybe he lives in the garage.
Cowards.
Maybe he lives in the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, a guest house might have been too lofty. He lives in the loft.
The cowboy hat guy / bass player is Bentley Mitchum. I love that. What did we just dubbed him as like
it's the cowboy hat pirate bass player.
Yeah, cowboy hat pirate guy is Bentley Mitchum. He was in he was Corey's co-star in Meatballs 4.
That guy couldn't have a more appropriate name, by the way.
Oh yeah, Bentley Mitchum.
Bentley
and then
Mitchum?
He's the grandson of who was that guy again?
Robert Mitchum.
Robert Mitchum,
famous
yes.
Western actor.
Yes, and we did watch Meatballs 4. We watched it on our Patreon, patreon.com/Jim and them. It was awful. Spoilers. It was really
wasn't
bad.
Wasn't as good as Meatballs 3.
We also attempted to watch the movie Busted, and we made it like 25 minutes in, and we had to turn it off.
It's the only one we've ever stopped, like, mid-movie, and then we watched Reacher.
Yeah, we ended up watching Reach, the Amazon Prime show Reacher instead. I'm trying to see, who did he play? I don't see Bentley Mincham on the Meatballs 4.
Maybe that's his stage name.
If you want to talk the real deal, I got inside info. Maybe we can help each other out for content. So I was like, what? I mean, so I said, oh, hey, we watched your interview. We have a video about some of his answers next week. I was like, so are you friends with him? And you want to talk to us?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I said when I first saw it. Word. Like, we seem like the wrong person for him to reach out to.
Because it's clear that, we're not like...
Like, if you know him personally... But you hate him, you'd want to reach out to us.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're on good terms, and like we basically have nothing nice to say about him.
Well, here's the thing about people that are on good terms with Corey. They hate him.
Ah. it was weird that he'd reach out, even if it was to like sort of clear the air and like set some records straight. That we're still a weird group to do that with because... Well, from the outside, you just got to assume we're a bunch of like surly dicks that would just be like, eat shit, fuck you.
Yeah.
Well, he just saw the old 200K under a video and he's like, I'm on a shit podcast that sucks ass with 8 other guys. Maybe I could get some content out of this too.
I mean, they get a lot of good guests, I suppose. I mean, I don't know enough about them, but I mean, they had the Steel Panther guy.
I thought he was just a part of the show.
Yeah, isn't he part of the show?
He might. I don't think he's always there, but he must be. I assume
he had a lot of good guests. Corey Feldman, the Steel Panther guy.
And I said, the stuff about his guitar player was from a comment we received, so I didn't know the true validity. We just know he's been around a while. And I said, what kind of inside info you got? Because I was like, all right, give me the fucking dirt then. And I was like, well, let me know what you had in mind. And he just said, well, I'm not friends with him per se.
But I
spent some time with him. He's actually a really nice guy once you get to know him.
Yeah, he'll sit and go on transphobic rants in front of camera and off camera.
When I said inside info, I was referring to information in our interview / episode. You said you're doing a recap of the interview next week? And I just said, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, we watched your interview. we don't quite buy some of his answers to your questions. Like, because that's when he's saying that his guitar solo is purposely bad.
Yeah.
And
he tries to own the, like, oh, yeah, I'm playing a character to trick everybody, but then instantly starts backpedaling basically immediately.
And then I just said, you guys have a cool setup. You get some good guests.
Your room is stuffed full of so many people. I don't know how you can breathe.
Stuffed full of man meat. But thanks to clarification on his guitar player and his more recent interviews, he doesn't seem to mention his band very much. So that was kind of pointed because I realized, like, unless we somehow missed it, he's never shouting out and being like, he's never in these interviews being like, but I got to give credit to, like, you know, most front men would be like, yeah, you know, hey, I'm the singer, I'm the star. But guys, my band, have you seen them? My guitar player kicks ass. My other guy.
I think he even went the other way recently, didn't he? Didn't he like talk about it? He's like, oh no, it's me.
Yes.
Like, that's why there's no band name, because it's me, Corey Feldman.
Yes, that was in the Hey Dude, It's the 90s
yes,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And in the past, let's talk about the set. Let's talk about the theatrics. Let's talk about the scene.
See, I told you, Fred. We can talk about music. Let me ask my own questions.
All right, guys. I'm going to see what he see if Riff is sticking to the script. No, you're not.
Yes, I was.
I heard a rumor that you are the most photographed celebrity in the world.
Do you think that's true?
He's flattered. Remember when he thought Taylor Swift talked about him in chat?
If you think about it, it's a possibility, right? It is possible, because I was acting since I was in diapers, basically. So from 3 years old, I was on camera. And then if you think about it, like every time I go out and paparazzi and people coming up for pictures and all the conventions and like all the premieres and the red carpets and the teen magazines and the photo shoots and the like.
Does he have a holster? What is that? In his jacket? Is he strapped?
Is it one of those cool like Drake from Uncharted ones where you can pull two guns out from beneath?
Yeah, and he's just got bananas in it.
he's like Deadpool at Disneyland where he's just got chimichangas. I do like that they keep cutting away to this guy behind him, though. I assume
that guy's some other Nepo baby that Corey's friends with. It seems like all his friends are somehow these weird Nepo babies from Hollywood.
Oh. That's cool, Fred. I might be the most photographed person ever.
You're going on the Loserville tour. Are you excited about it?
I'm going on what?
The Loserville tour.
The Loserville tour. Yeah, because, like, you know, we're going to, like, serve him some, like, you know, low-key, low-serve, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be ill.
We've been wondering what he meant by that. Yeah. So I get the one good thing coming from watching this video is
but the least bad thing.
Well, what's even funnier though is in hindsight, because he's brought up Loserville in every like media pitch he's done, but assuming we've seen this and knew what he was referencing.
Corey, but I gotta give credit to Jim and them, otherwise no one would know about this Loserville tour at all.
Aw, thank you, Jukane. Yeah, that's why Fred Durst pays us the big bucks. Yeah. To get out of there and promote the Loserville tour.
That's why me and my friend Fred Durst are always talking about how me and Jeff are going to organically bring up an argument about which version of Rolling is better or worse every week.
Yeah, and then you're going to freak out that I don't know dad vibes.
No, he freaked out on me for not knowing the dad vibes.
Did I freak out?
Yeah, you geeked.
Yeah, wait, we're actually dropping the mic freak out video.
That Corey Feldman, whatever you do, don't say Loserville. Just say low serve ill.
Loserville sounds more I don't know. I like Loserville. I like to. I
this
wear
guy's
that jacket 70? All day. Yeah, yeah. I love it. I love the vibe of it.
Looks
I love
like
the,
Zabu.
What we're gonna do with the underdogs. And we're about to wreck the country.
Can, he makes beats because he's holding the 808.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I guess we don't have to watch the rest of this.
Woo!
Yeah.
The end, baby.
So that Loserville goes out the way it started with a whimper and a fart.
We got our explanation though.
We did. We did.
So what was the explanation?
That he's like low-key serving
the like illness
stuff to the crowd, but also it's also ill.
Okay.
I love that he's been calling back a joke that no one's known for months, dude.
We perpetrated it really hard, and we had no clue.
We had no idea.
We thought it was just him being embarrassed of the idea, which I still believe.
Yeah,
he's embarrassed still, of the idea of being on a tour called the Loserville Tour.
It definitely came from a real place.
Yes.
Wait, there's one more Corey segment. Let's take a look. You know what?
Oh.
Mike, you got me excited.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, let's watch more of the video.
Story of our lives. You know, I'm not sure about yours, Corey, but Loserville just felt like, hey, man, let's lean into it a little bit.
What a concept. It's like the Goonies.
It's the Goonies. Corey, what's your favorite riffraff song?
Oh, I forgot the name. I'm bad with names. I know it's that one with like the really hooky hook and the...
All right, we're done. We're done. Okay. We're done, okay, guys?
Just hit the X.
Oh, we're fucking done.
Now Jim's fed up.
Obama.
20 minutes later, Jim's fed up.
An ego boost for him. Most photographed person of all time. Legend.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for the super chat. And I love what I love about the YouTube TTS is they have the proper, I feel like they put the proper dramatic pauses. When they go from sentence to sentence or answer a question.
I always think they're over, and then I'm like, ooh, they're not. Well, and again, Corey loved that question because in one of the, I think it was his Love Left 2.1 video where someone in the chat's like, Corey, Taylor Swift said something about you.
Oh, yeah, and he's like, where? What? Yeah, what did she say?
For the next 7 minutes in his video, he doesn't even talk about his own thing, and he's just begging the chat to say. And it's hilarious because he's just, like, so desperate.
And immediately falls for it.
Yeah, he falls for it. So he's obviously, like, what do they call it, drinking the Kool-Aid? He's, like, getting high on his own supply.
Yeah, which is par for the course.
Yeah, that's classic course. So this is just, like, another version of that.
So since we are closing that out, I mean, there's only one logical next step to get to.
Play the Green Day video again.
You know what? We could do that. I was going to do something else, but you know what? Let's do that first. You know what? I was absolutely going somewhere else, but now don't threaten me with a fucking good time. Let's remember Loserville one more time.
Let's cut together a video of all of his mishaps through the years and cut him into one reel and make it look like he does that every night.
Oh, Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Low serve ill.
There's Corey whining again, huh? It's everybody yeah. else's fault.
So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
It's really hot today. I don't normally start the show like this. And don't we normally start with comeback to? We can't get the videos working, which means I can't do the song.
We got rained out. We got rained out tonight. Not the whole concert. Not all of Loserville. No, no, no. Just me. My band.
Hey guys, I know you're having fun, but I can't really hear myself talk.
Sorry, that was called a technical mix-up. Nobody should ever start a track until I'm on the stage, guys.
It's only music.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
I just suck at everything I do, and it's a complete mystery why anybody would pay money to see it. You happy?
I have been taking this for granted.
Yes.
Because I think back on, remember when we'd be like, it had been like 6 months since we'd talked about Corey, and you're like, guys, he had a performance. And we're like, what? He had a gig and we get to talk about it?
Yeah.
We've just been getting served gig after gig after gig.
Low served.
Yeah, yes. Low served gigs for three months straight?
It's basically, been like a month and a half.
An embarrassment of riches that I truly did not appreciate until it was over.
The riches of embarrassment.
Yes.
And that's why, like, there are still so many people that are like, no one can possibly be this person. Like, this is clearly an act. Obama. This is clearly like...
Before this is gone forever, can we just ask the question, why did Corey have to be the one to blast Thiessette's stupid horn? Like someone else couldn't do it. Was it the technical?
I mean, if you know anything about Corey, you know it had to be him.
It had to be Corey.
He had to also try to plug in his guitar.
That is a question that we will never be able to answer, Eric. Thank you for the super chat, but yes, you're absolutely correct. Why the fuck did he have to blow that horn? Why did he need the horn? Yeah. Why couldn't they just play it over the PA?
If he was smart, he would have done the whole, like, okay, everybody, at the beginning of the song, I always pick some lucky fan out of the audience to play the Hornitron. Who wants to be horn? And then it rolls and rolls. And by, like, the 17th show, like, people are holding signs like, this guy wants to be Hornitron guy with like an arrow pointing down. Yeah, so people are wearing like I'm a Hornitron guy shirts.
Well, to your point, if he was smart, he would have just stuck a gun in his mouth and blew it down.
Well, you have the confidence of Corey to think the crowd would be that excited for anything he was trying to do.
Yes.
Someone did bring up the bonfire in the chat. I did want to play this real quick. A listener was listening to old Bonfire, and the Bonfire did mention Jim and them at one point.
And I apologize. Please remind me what the Bonfire is.
I mean, the Bonfire was Dan Soder and Big J Ogerson, but Dan left, I guess, to move on to bigger and better things, Hollywood or something. I don't know.
But they're like another show.
But now
they're
on like Sirius.
Yeah, they're on Sirius XM. Now Bob Kelly co-hosts with Big J. But, I mean, they've talked about Corey for a long time.
Okay.
But we've talked about Corey just as long, I believe, longer.
Okay.
And again, I've brought this up before. You can't really, like, No one created, except maybe Howard Stern when he did the What's Up with the Youth video. You can't create like making fun of a dumb shit.
Sure.
But they, I guess they were looking for, this is from an old episode. I'd never heard this, well, but a listener pulled the audio.
Anytime I brought it up to someone that doesn't know Corey, they're like, oh, the guy from the bonfire.
Okay.
It'll be cool about making fun of all this stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
This is from another show. There is a way I'm trying to find on the site because I thought you could just see the cameos that go out. It is pretty...
It is just like when we're trying to find videos and we're like, these guys are fucking talking over the whole thing.
Yes, yeah.
But it's them looking at our video.
Public site, even though they're private messages, because this is another show talking about it.
Well, what other show? What other show? Is, Jim and them?
Mm-hmm.
Are they fucking biting off us?
Jim and them?
First of all, I've got laryngitis, so...
Yeah, they're talking over, so I'm trying to find...
Bitch. I feel like they're fucking with our man. Is it weird?
I wish he had the clip longer. What else does he say? Does Dan want some of this?
Well, I would like to believe that they came to the same conclusion that we did. That it's like... Because here's the thing. It would probably seem weird if we... Like, I know we talked about Corey a little bit before his Today Show performance.
Yeah.
But the Today Show performance kind of like reintroduced Corey to everyone.
Meme, yeah.
Yeah. So like at no point in time was it unique for anyone to be clowning on him after. Again, I can't even remember why we stumbled upon him. It was like a couple months even before that for some reason.
I was checking on one of Jams's long boys. Jams has like our long boys of different discussions we've had about Corey. And one of them, I don't know if this was actually the original, like the first time or not, but it was, we were talking about Crispin Glover's music, and then we started talking about the music video for Duh.
Ah.
It was during it was when Joe Barry was on the show. I'm not sure if you were even on that particular episode, Mike. Let me find it real quick.
Yeah,
just so I can get a date on it.
Because I'm guessing that regardless of who came first, they probably came to the same conclusion as we did, is, oh, he's very easy to make fun of.
10 years ago.
And once the, Jesus Christ, and once the Today Show stuff happened, it was open season for everyone to talk about him without it being like an original idea anymore.
So one of our early podcasts, episode 344, part one, called Cunt Hawks, or hashtag Cunt Hawks. We were going over a Crispin Glover song, and then Corey Feldman had just dropped the music video for Duh. And we were watching Duh.
Yeah.
I know now it feels like we're kind of like, we were doing it, bro. Trying to like rationalize our
fire because I love both those.
And guys. I didn't even mean to bring
it. And also, real quick from the chat, Patrick Carnes. Yes, there are others that cover it, but nobody does it as good as you, gosh darn it.
Aww,
that's a super chat to me.
Thanks, gosh darn it. And I didn't mean it as like a, oh, we've been here from the day one. I more mean my guess is that they probably came to the same conclusion live. As we came to live is, we're just like two people making fun of an idiot because that's not a hard thing to do. And then the Today Show happens and everybody's making fun of that idiot. And eventually people are going to fall off, but the real ones, I guess, stick around.
And they never went down the rabbit hole of it's a troll. So I'm cool with them. A lot of people try to go down the troll hole. I'm like, you don't have 10 years of Corey under
where
your
they
belt,
think,
obviously.
I
and
get
like,
it.
Who's Corey?
Like, I get it. If you're a noob, you would think like, oh, this is clearly a guy doing a bit. He's doing.
I'd be shocked if we don't like have a second or two of wondering.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about it real quick, one of my favorite comments on one of our videos was from Broken Cigarette 3017. Corey's 30 plus years of music has all been just leading to this podcast.
And our 18 years of podcasting led to the Corey moment. And now it's over. And it's bittersweet.
Which leads me to one of my other favorites for other reasons is Level Up Home Services. I think the best interview would be Corey and Deadpool. What the fuck does that mean?
That would be epic bacon.
Dude, it'd be epic if Deadpool interviewed Corey. Can you imagine?
Having that thought and then you're just like, I'm going to go drive a car.
I'd be like, like a roller coaster.
Holy shit. That would be epic chimichanga, baby.
Rafflecopter, baby.
But since as we move on from Corey, we look towards Baby Gronk talking shit about the Rizzler. Oh, what the fuck is going on here?
Has been, never was.
From the one thing we talk to the other thing we talk about.
Now, I'm also realizing that people don't know who the fucking the Rizzler is, and they don't know who the Costco guys are.
Yeah, people know no one that. Should.
A lot of people know that.
We're living in a bubble that you forget we're in, Jim.
I forget we're in a bubble. Because I was talking to a couple other friends of mine in real life. Brian and Jake,
Big Justice and whatever the fuck his name is.
And I'm like, oh yeah, what do you guys think of the Costco guys or whatever? And they're like, what is that? And I'm like, you know, the fucking Costco guys, the double chocolate.
You
chunk,
don't
know, the-
you don't need those type of people in your life.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Cut them
double
off.
Double chunk chocolate cookie.
But now I'm realizing there are people in the chat that don't know who the Costco guys are either.
Yeah, and we're unfortunately, I'm sorry, you guys.
I mean, you can
I'm
play.
Sorry. Now you're too late. You can leave now.
You can show them the original Costco guys video. That's all you need, really.
But if you show them the original Costco guys video, you also have to show them We Bring the Boom song.
Yeah,
Mute his mic.
No, we were about to do something else. We can just do that. We can just do the other thing. We can do the other thing we were about to do.
We're Costco guys.
Wait, hold on. Let me pull this up for the chat. You must have seen these people, guys that don't know who we're talking about.
Jim.
Mike hates the Costco guys,
Jim,
for people listening at home.
If I didn't know who they were because of you and this show, I would have never been exposed to them. Because my only exposure to them is our cursed group chat that we're now in, which is basically 24/7 these fucking guys, and then our show.
I mean, if we go inside, though, if you're bringing up our cursed group chat, we were doing lines from movies as the Costco guys, though. Tell me you weren't having fun.
Yeah, but that's because that's classic Jim and them, baby.
But the thing is, they're normie. I thought they were normie.
Yeah.
You thought?
Like, that's why I was surprised that people didn't know who they were, because I thought this was just like a normie meme.
Well, I think it could be normie and not
it's
like
still
super
internet.
Well known.
It's
yeah.
still, yeah, it's still like extremely online.
First we go shopping, we're all eating a chicken bake.
We're Costco guys. Of course we have to try the new
Rizzler was just on Barstool, so he's going global.
The Rizzler was on Barstool.
Thank you, Eric. So the Rizzler was on, but they didn't have
Jim,
AJ or Big Justice.
It's classic Jim and them. We find a thing, and then 6 weeks later it becomes this gigantic. Remember the fucking magnets, how do they work? We were talking about that like 2 months before it became like an infinite meme on the internet. That's what the Costco guys are. Jim, you're a seer.
I do need to Metal Corps. Why does Jim think the Costco guys are relevant? I mean, I don't know if they're necessarily relevant. But I guess I was like you at one point, Metal Corps, because I saw people sharing this and I was like, this is so fucking stupid. Stop. There's not funny at all. And then I don't know what it is. It's like you wake up next to the pod, you become a pod person or something. I get infected. Maybe I have a sickness.
It's not irony. I can recognize irony in you, and this isn't that. But like, I think people in the chat, I bet my guess is, what did he say his name was, like Metal Mage, something like that?
Metal Corpse.
My guess is you're probably a little on the young side. And so
he could be an old dude.
Maybe, or like either super old or on the young side. Because I know that like at my age, it's much easier for me to be like, oh, yeah, that popular thing, or yeah, that normie thing, and just be like, I'm on board with it. I can't explain it. It's just, I don't have a problem with it.
Well, he's
just
saying they're annoying, which I get. I kind of thought the same thing as well, and I don't know. It could be brain rot.
I love them.
Yeah, I think they're annoying, too.
It very well could be just my own brain
rot.
No,
it's actually, what is it, big brain.
Metal Corpse is 50, he said.
Oh, okay, cool. Then, yeah, I'm not even dunking on you anyway. I was more just kind of like, I was
trying to put
myself in the head of someone that would have a hard time just like going like, yeah, I can't explain why I like this thing, but I totally like this thing.
Double chunk chocolate cookie.
What's great is watching the original.
Yeah, they're kind of sloppy.
They don't have the same energy that they have now that they've blown up.
Well, yeah, now that they've made the same joke 100,000 times for 6 months straight, they really got it down.
Costco guys. Of course we go shopping. We're all eating a chicken bake.
We're Costco guys. Of course we had to try the new double chunk chocolate cookie.
We're Costco guys. Of course we have to try out the furniture.
We're Costco guys. Of course we work out with the tires.
Anyways, you get it. We don't need to watch the whole fucking thing, but we do have to watch
Costco guys and Sam's Club guys.
We do have to hear a little bit of We Bring the Boom, though. I think you know what I think kicked in my brain rot was the song We Bring the Boom. I think that's what That's what took me over.
No, that is that, Jim. I think you're actually right, because I said, I Jim does not often ironically like something, but what Jim does do is he falls in love with bad songs,
yes,
because they get stuck in his head until he doesn't dislike them anymore.
He falls in love with classic hits.
Well, yeah, then Jeff is an enabler.
Yeah. Nah, no, Gordon in the YouTube chat, Gordon Hale, this is like seeing season one Simpsons with the weird Homer voice. Absolutely. When you watch the like the old Costco
Frosty
guys.
Frosty chocolate milkshakes. Boy, get over here, boy.
Santa's a little helper.
They don't have the fluoride stare that they have in the later videos. They have just, it's because they have thick eyelashes. They're like terrifying.
Yes.
They have a terrifying look to them.
In Boca Raton.
Stick with the Costco guys and you'll never get beat.
We'll throw some paper towels and get me all me.
We're pushing weight in the gym and we're crushing the ball.
Big Justice brings the boom and puts it over the wall.
When your family comes first, it can never be a doom.
Ashley and mother of Big Justice even bring you the boom.
We bring the boom.
That's what we do.
One of my favorite things is the mom is just called Mother of Big Justice.
Yeah.
Mother of Big Justice. That's very like, that's kind of like Arthurian. Like,
yes.
Like,
yes.
Like, we need to go to the woods and find Mother of Big Justice.
And my favorite lyric in the song is your favorite father and son. I don't know what it is.
It's they just, are.
The phrasing to me is very funny.
Yeah. Well, and the Costco food is great.
Yeah.
We had to show a Boom and Doom video too. People don't know what that is.
We do have to show the Rizzler.
No,
we have to, because I realized
we do technically have to show those other two.
Rizzler Costco. Maybe.
Because we're getting into Baby Gronk calling out the Rizzler. Although I might have to go to TikTok. Where's the guy? Because why is Rizzler not on
YouTube?
You
just do Costco Rizzler, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Because Rizzler is just, it's funny because I think people think that the Rizzler is like AJ's son as well, but he's just like a guy they know.
Yeah, he's just in the neighborhood.
The Rizzler.
Oh, this is the guy though. I don't want to watch the guy narrating.
The first time we saw him,
I guess,
was
the
cheese. The
Rizzler original.
Cheese? Like,
yeah,
why do you?
The
have
original
it?
One's the cheese video.
We'll just go to his TikTok.
Yeah, let's just go to the Rizzler's TikTok.
Yeah, just hit your favorites.
You know what? It's a Friday night. I'm with my friends. Let's just go to the Rizzler's TikTok.
Having a few brews, watching the Rizzler. Yeah, Boom or Doom.
Well, actually, there's a spoiler, though, because there's one of his TikToks I had queued up.
Okay.
So don't look at
his recent one.
Oh,
I'll shut my eyes. I don't want this ruined for me.
But anyways, this is the Rizzler. This is what he does. This is all you really need to know about him.
I love the Rizzler so much.
He's just got that. He's just a little chubby kid that makes the Rizzler face.
He's risen up the plane, so there's no delay. Dude, you think you would rizz up the line or something to get us out of here? It's like a zigzag.
But I think the line is going pretty quick.
I hope so. And here he wants to go to Lego store. Nope, not happening. Not at the airport. It's not happening, sir.
So there he is. He was doing the Rizzler face.
Jeff. You might recognize that face from watching the break whenever Jeff is staring straight at the camera.
But so anyway, and then, I mean, I can't even really set up Baby Gronk. Baby Gronk is old bullshit nonsense.
Yeah.
And Baby Gronk.
He was a flash in the pan. Well, I would still say these guys are like internet 15 minutes of fame.
Yes.
But they've had more longevity, where Baby Gronk was essentially like a 15 seconds of fame.
Baby Gronk was just a goof. He was a name. He was a goofy name.
And he wasn't even as popular as that other guy's video about him.
And if I could go back to the YouTube chat, love the
YouTube chat, there's a couple good points. Gordon's saying it's impossible to articulate why these people are compelling until you get into it. And then Ryan's saying we've killed the part of us that cringes. Everything is great now.
You're right.
Mike's still got the Mike has a calcified pineal gland. He thinks stuff is cringe. When actually the only thing that's good is stuff that's cringe.
Yeah, part of my brain still works. I'm sorry, you guys.
So then here's Baby Gronk, because Baby Gronk sees that the Costco guys are blowing up.
And Game Guy says, how can people not like it? It's so wholesome.
Baby Gronk sees that the Costco guys are blowing up, and more importantly, he sees that the Rizzler is blowing up.
Well, the Rizzler's the one with the longevity.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd argue that the Rizzler is the reason anyone's even still talking about the Costco guys.
But that's what's so brilliant about the Costco guys is they know that they can't just survive off themselves. They keep expanding the character base.
They're like that scumbag guy that kept making boy bands and became rich while they were all poor and
penniless. They're like Stan Lee. Stan Lee's like, I can't just make Spider-Man. I need other characters.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you hate the Hulk?
My God.
You hate the Fantastic Four?
Big Justice and the Rizzler. Your dads just want fame and attention. Your dads are feeding you bad food just to get famous. At least my dad trains me and feeds me healthy. You're this close to getting diabetes. We all need to live. We all need to eat healthy to stay alive. Big Justice.
This kid is fat.
You know what sucks is I don't like Baby Gronk.
No, I knew you were going to root for Baby Gronk on this, piece of shit.
Welcome to fucking Loserville. We're back in Loserville, population one.
Oh, I'm Jim and Jeff.
Yeah, me and Jim are in Riztonia.
The thing he said, like the first half of his video before he was trying to like talking about healthy food or whatever, is the exact same thing I've said about them, is that it feels like... AJ cares more about him making videos that just so happen to have his son Big Justice in them. And then the Rizzler's dad is clearly just like, I don't care. I'm pointing a camera at my son to get rich. Like, I do agree with that, and that is kind of why I don't like them.
Which would almost hold water if clearly the
if I was in any other room.
No. If Baby Gronk's dad didn't write this script and he's telling him to do this. What I mean?
That's why I say I don't agree with Baby Gronk. I'm saying what Baby Gronk said is exactly what I've said.
Yeah. Put it on your tombstone. I don't agree with Baby Gronk, but what Baby Gronk said is some blah, 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 and then we piss all over your grave.
I talked over Max's TTS. Max in the Twitch chat. The Riz turned MAGA Mike into Darth Vader Mike. I forgot about Darth Vader Mike.
True.
So for new listeners, Darth Vader Mike is when I say something normal and these two fucking psychos are up their ass so far that they're like, right. Mike's a villain.
Right. Everyone in the chat is saying Mike sounds crazy.
But then so Baby Gronk, this did not go well for Baby Gronk.
No,
most
no
people
way.
Were responding. So I think now Baby Gronk's realizing all he could try to do now is lean into the heel character.
It seems out of touch to like be like, hey, those guys everyone loves.
Yeah.
I know everyone hates me. What if I hated them? And it's like, dude, that's the op. It's Logan Paul joining WWE and wanting to be a face and not realizing like, dude, people hate you. This is a bad idea.
Yeah, but here's his follow-up, because I think he was getting a lot of hate from his original tweet.
Of course.
Keep hanging out with your dad. I'm hanging out with baddies.
He's trying to do the Rizzler face.
He can't even do the face.
This is just embarrassing.
That infuriates me. me so mad.
This is jealousy. That's all this is. This is unadulterated, like this is Charlie calling us. And making fun of us. This is like, oh, you're just basically saying that the Rizzler won, dude.
Well, it's just a grown man coming after a kid. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's doing another one. And he's doing the Rizzler face again with some cheerleaders.
He's not even raising his eyebrow.
To be fair, I can't raise the eyebrow like the Rizzler does either, though. Wait, hold on. Now we got to wait for the CTS.
Let's just do our Rizzler
face. Obama!
Damn it, guys, now that stupid boom song is stuck in my head.
Yeah, Eric, that'll happen. And next thing you know, you'll be listening to it on Spotify or Apple Music like I do.
Next thing you know, you'll be in a group chat with Jeff and Jim, and it's the only thing they talk about.
Yeah, well, they post videos every day.
I mean, to keep it equal fairness here, I was just trying to see if... Oh, he put up another video 35 minutes ago.
The Rizzard of Oz.
Oh, no, the Rizzard... now he's dropping a diss track. This is hot off the presses. breaking news, everybody.
This is embarrassing. This is pathetic and sad.
Just a grown man coming for a kid.
Breaking news, everybody. We lost like 80 people in our chat, which is great though, because this is real. This is real Jim and them hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Enigma. Enigma. Can't be my friend if you really ain't sin. I'm the Wizard of Oz. With the bad yeah, she know I'm him. I put it on, you know I came in trim. Rich on Snapchat, I got Levy on my DM. I got big racks, ain't never
this is no
hit.
Boom, this is a Doom.
This is awful. This yeah. is a, I wish I had Doom on the soundboard. I don't. Actually, you know what? You know what we have for it? Fast in the
AMG. I just suck at everything I do.
Yeah, sorry, baby Gronk. You get the,
I just suck at everything I do.
You saw me drive past, now you call your friend. 9,000 followers? This loser.
I mean, he doesn't even try to do an interesting diss rap, though. It's a boring nonsense.
Just, yeah.
Like, at least if he tried, like, that's, you know, to give it up to the Costco guys again. It's something that we don't do that often around here. Give it up to people.
Yeah. Something we almost never do is give it up to the Costco guys.
They were smart. They went with old school, like, 80s rap. They went with a bop, 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 bop.
Well, and to be fair, they just had fun. They had a dumb fun thing. Yeah. This is a little kid whose dad is like, you need to be mad at that other little kid because he's more, hey, if you want that other little kid to be more popular than you, I guess that's fine. But
different time zones, I don't like that though. You can't even jump over a girl. I'm gonna get it and get with a bad yeah, she know I'm him. I put it on, you know I came in trim. Rich on Snapchat,
I got Levy on my DM. I got big racks, ain't never gonna end. I think the biggest problem with this as well is it comes off so desperate.
Yeah.
It's so like it doesn't have the wholesome feeling of the Costco guys. But again, like I was saying, to keep it equal time, to show the other side, the dark side of the Costco guys, is, and people were mentioning it in the chat, that behind the scenes clip that was going around this week.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like, that's just like, it's clearly, to me, that is what I was picturing whenever I would say, I think these videos are for AJ to have fun and Big Justice just happens to be around, because it seems like AJ is like, I'm not going
to
say he's like punishing him or cracking the whip. It's not that, but it's clear that this is a video AJ wants to make and Big Justice is just kind of stuck in the video.
I mean, I know we're going to watch it. I disagree. He's mad at the guy in the middle. Fucking
the guy, the guest is kind of fucking it up. I do agree with that.
Action. 3, 2, 1. Boom.
No, no, we're here with Jay Kinda Funny.
No, oh, okay. Don't worry.
No, we're here with Jay Kinda Funny is first.
Okay.
We're here with Jay Kinda Funny.
And this is Boom. All right, one at a time. Okay. We're here with Jay Kinda Funny.
Okay.
And this is Boom or Doom. And then I'll say this Boom or Doom. You say the chicken maker or the double chunk trawler.
Ready?
These are all good choices.
Action. We're here with Jay Kinda Funny.
And this is Boom or Doom.
The chicken maker.
Or the double chunk chocolate cookie.
I got it.
How creepy would you feel as a college age woman to be all up on this kid?
That's his whole bit.
The
baby
Gronk
bit is always just like all these hoes want me, and it's just the dad like bringing older women in.
It is weird.
He rizzed up Liv.
Livy. Rizzed up Livy to go to the same college or whatever, LSU or something.
Yeah, this doesn't look like something Big Justice is like. Yeah, I'm stoked.
What do you mean? Just get okay. If we did the behind the scenes of us filming a special on there, that we wouldn't look good either.
I feel like we have fun.
This does come off. This does start to crack the eggshell for me of knowledge, the egg of knowledge that's stuffed deep in my head as I'm hypnotized by the Costco guys.
That making gold isn't easy.
Well, no, what I was going to say. To Jeff's point,
everything he says is right.
AJ's
making bad decisions. I'm saying Big Justice doesn't give a shit about this, and AJ really, really cares.
The only reason he's famous, he doesn't give a shit about, that's not true at all. You don't think he likes being like the man?
No, AJ loves this. They've been working for
Big
content.
Justice loves Big being Justice. The man. You're saying he doesn't like this?
No, I'm saying it's clear that Big Justice is not having fun and that he wasn't like, hey, Dad, let's make a video, which is what you guys keep saying. This is like, it's just a dad
He's
and
going
son
through puberty.
Having a great time, spending time together. And it's like, this video is not a dad and son
We've
having a great time, spending time together.
8,000 videos of them having a great family fun, and then you see one behind the scenes, you're like, oh, the cracks are showing.
Yeah.
Jeff,
you're foolish. So what you see, you've seen Tom Cruise smile in tons of movies, but then you see him yelling.
Like, I think
yeah, they love Tom Cruise.
Yeah, this is elements, though.
You're proving my point.
No. This is kind of like what Corey talks about when he was coming up as a child actor. There's stress.
But that's why I'm not saying that, like, AJ's a bad dad and Big Justice hates it.
The chat is turning on you hardcore.
I'm saying this is proof of how much more AJ cares about this than Big Justice, and that this isn't just a son and his dad spending a lot of great time doing something that they're both like really loving. It's AJ really loving something. And I'm sure there are times where Big Justice likes it, but there's also times where he's just like, whatever, Dad. Yeah. Okay. Let's get going.
No, it's this other guy fucking it up.
I think, yeah, what is it? Keith Kind of Funny or something like that. I think he's kind of screwing it up a bit. Although the first 20 seconds of this
has nothing to do
is Big Justice kind of fucking it up. But AJ's just setting him straight because AJ has a vision.
Yeah.
I still do. I'm more thinking of the third person point of view of like, I'm just trying to go get a hot dog and I'm like looking at this happen. Like, I would be so uncomfortable just being in this Costco trying to do my shopping.
The McDonald's video of AJ sitting at the table being like, four tables down.
But then again, I'd also be super like, I'd be super starstruck because yes. I'm a pod person for the Costco guys. But if I didn't know who they were and I just saw someone, you know, you see those videos that are like influencers in the wild and you see like a girl that's doing a part of a dance and she runs and has to pause her phone and then put it down on the ground and then do the dance again and pause again. I'm always like, what is that? But then again, she's stacking up those views. She's getting that clout. She's living her dream. Who am I to judge?
Yeah, no.
This is just our degenerate society trying to find cracks in a wholesome family. We're like, oh, we got one video out of thousands that shows that maybe he wasn't having a good time.
No, but you're acting like every video we've seen has been a behind the scenes video. You're saying all these like set edited videos, and then we see one behind the scenes video. Like, they're two different things. They're in two entirely different things.
One behind where they just argue about the craft. They argue about how to do it. And either way could have been fine. But AJ's the seasoned veteran. He's cut promos his whole life on there. He's giving them good advice on there. This guy's just happy to be there. I'm pretty sure this guy has allegations.
Justin Krizzler in the YouTube chat. Random comment. But I'll let you guys know. I've enjoyed your Feldman videos. Wait. I was his tour manager during the Loserville tour. Great job.
And you enjoyed this?
Yeah, do you want to call in, Justin, if you're the tour manager? We could talk to you. We have some questions.
Yeah, please.
Obama.
How does he call it? My dad was a successful businessman. He had some commercials made and had me in them, and behind the scenes was super stressful, even though it had nothing to do with our relationship.
Boom.
Oh, there you go, Eric. Well, no, but he's kind of giving points
my
to
point.
He's giving
no,
points
he's
to
saying,
both of
even
you.
Though it had nothing to do with our relationship, which is beautiful and like one of the last father-son relationships
no,
we get
he's
to see
saying the
on
other
the internet.
Thing.
Thank you for the super chat, Eric. But no, I think
But I'm not even condemning them. I'm merely saying this is clearly the dad's thing and not a father and son thing.
But you can give us a call. You can Jim and them on Skype or 701-214-5941 if you want to talk to us about the tour, about managing the tour, which is a great success. I mean, I think you might have missed the first half of part one here. All we were doing is lamenting the fact that it's over. We're going to miss it so much.
R.I.P.
But no, I think it just comes down to it's in the middle. This is just this is showing that, you get to see these fun 2-minute videos, and I'm sure they're still a blast, but we know the harsh reality is sometimes work is work. Sometimes you got to nail those goddamn takes. Nothing wrong with that.
I don't even think there's something wrong with it, but I'm just reminding that my original intent was, my problem is I think that this is not a father and son bonding thing. It is an AJ thing that he involves his son in. That's what I've always thought.
I don't
thought,
know if I go that far, but I get
and
what
I think
you're
this
saying.
Video kind of points to that because it's clear that that's what it looks like.
Action. We're here with Jay Kinda Funny.
And this is Boom or Doom.
The chicken bake
or the double chunk chocolate cookie?
I gotta go with the double chunk chocolate cookie.
No, you gotta taste it. You gotta take it. First taste the chicken bake.
Oh.
Then taste the double chunk chocolate cookie.
And what an idiot. Although I assume he was maybe nervous. So he's like, oh my God, I'm in the company of the Costco guys.
Jim, when you're father and son.
When you're Big Justice and AJ and you're a couple of kingmakers, you got to go through some duds before you get to put a crown on someone.
Well, they've had no duds so far. That's why it's crazy to see this guy. They made the Rizzler. They made Sally Slices.
Real quick, Justin. Justin Krizler, let's catch up another time. I've had a blast watching. There's plenty to discuss. Yes. Yeah, there is. Hit us up, jimandthem@gmail.com. Let us know, man.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And hook us up. Maybe we could have Corey call in. We could talk to him on the show. It's all been in good fun. We could all just have a good laugh.
Yeah, we're joking.
It's all just been fun.
We do the same thing Corey did. Yeah. It's been a bit, you guys. We love Corey.
No, it's been great. We're like AJ, and Corey's our Big Justice.
Aw. Yeah, and then give your answer.
Yeah, then
okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, sorry.
Here, try the chicken bake.
Okay.
It's so chicken-y. It has bacon.
Oh, my goodness.
Savory.
Oh, my goodness.
So good.
The chicken bakes are so good. I had two today.
Really? Yeah. I've never had a chicken bake. Costco has to love this.
Yes.
Because even if you hate this, as a goof, you're like, I got to try that fucking chicken bake.
Does Costco have commercials?
Not that I know of.
Because I know that like a lot of big brands, they don't really, like, I'm sure they advertise in some way, but it's not like I'd be watching TV or I'd be watching a video on YouTube. And I've never seen a Costco commercial, but I've got to imagine that whatever advertising they do have, they're like already talking to these guys in some capacity.
I mean,
right?
If they're, especially because they're allowing them. There was a recent video they put up this week of them doing an ad for like the Sonic toothbrush. And at the end, they do say something like, and it's on sale at Costco. So I'm sure there's an agreement. Like they don't want to.
Maybe that's what they do then. Maybe it isn't. Yeah. Put us in your videos. Maybe it's native advertising in their videos.
I mean, it's already a symbiotic relationship.
That's a way smarter way for them to do it.
I mean, I guess I don't know who the symbiote would be in that relationship. Would it be Costco or the Costco guys?
I think
the mother of Big Justice.
Who's the Big Justice?
Carnage, but AJ's Venom. Yeah.
But I mean, who? But if you're looking at just the Costco guys and Costco, which one's the black goo? Like, who's like grabbing on? I mean, it ends
Costco's
up,
the asteroid that the goo came out of.
But so then they're essentially the goo.
Yes.
Okay.
And then that goo has now created Big Justice and AJ.
Definitely.
All right, now try the double chunk chocolate cookie.
Actually, the chat's asking Max in the Twitch chat, is it just like a big Hot Pocket? I guess it kind of is, right?
It's
sort of.
It's like
a calzone?
It's like a nice baked loaf, and then it has bacon, chicken, and like Alfredo inside of it.
Yeah, I think it's thicker than a calzone, and it doesn't seem as cheap as a Hot Pocket. So I guess, like a nice Hot Pocket is a decent way to... what are those... never mind.
It's not pizza dough, it's
bread. I can't remember what they're called, so...
It's so chickeny. I'll try the double chunk chocolate cookie.
Let me do that one.
There's no way a chocolate chip cookie's better.
All right, Jay. Now you gotta try the double chunk chocolate cookie.
I've been waiting all my life for this. That definitely gets a boom.
It's not looking good for me, guys.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with this one.
Wait, hold on 1 second. All right, okay, here we go, and. All right, say, all right, Jay, which one gets the boom and which one gets the doom?
All right, Jay, which one gets the boom and which one gets the doom?
I'm sorry. I'm going to go with it.
Now, did they film this behind the scenes, you think? And put this up? Is this an inside job?
Unless they just let someone stand there.
Because that's what I mean. Was someone just awkwardly... I mean, I guess they couldn't tell you to leave, technically. We're all in a Costco.
Contrary to what I'm saying, because, again, I don't think this makes them look like...
Doesn't
weirdos are awful. My point has just been that it's clear to me that this shows that AJ cares more. This isn't a bad look for them. It's just like, it's exactly what you said. It's everybody has the slightly phony behind the screen side where I'm making my face for the camera, like the girl who talks in her car and then someone's filming her and then she's embarrassed. Like there's that stuff. That's the worst it makes them look. This isn't like some condemning video or anything.
And MJ all over again.
So it's got to be like it's got to be
Jackson and MJ. Great
the
call.
Mom of Big Justice is like filming it, or their sister or something.
I think Big Justice, he's sitting pretty. Mm-hmm. He's stacking paper. He's getting that dough. He's famous in his class. Good yeah. for him.
You're a juggalo explaining to this people is... why they shouldn't hate ICP. Because they stack paper.
Well, no, I mean, it's like, well, like the TTS, Ghostly Squids, like Joe Jackson and MJ, or even like Tiger Woods and his dad. Like, yeah, sometimes you're pushing them a bit, but you're pushing them to greatness. This is for the greater good.
I wouldn't compare it to those because those guys are shitty dads being monsters to their kid. This is just simply...
Tiger Woods wouldn't give it up for a second.
I think that there is a part of Big Justice Big that Justice wants to is, be a part of it.
Big Justice is the Tiger Woods of Costco.
Whatever. I don't need. I'm being serious when you guys are being silly. So I don't need to even talk anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, Rizzler. Yeah, Rizzler lover over here.
I don't like the Rizzler either. I don't care.
Wait, what? Baby Gronk.
The thing is, I don't even care about any of them.
I meant Baby Gronk.
I simply just hate how all-consuming they've become.
But that I completely forgot what I was going to get to from that. After your boy Baby Gronk talking all that shit and making a music video and all that, here's what the Rizzler's up to.
Okay.
Living his best life.
Okay.
I hope he just ignored it.
Oh, wait, did I? Hold on, the chat lost it.
This is a good bit.
I got to pull it up for the chat.
It's a great bit.
It's all he does is shit gold.
Yeah, all he does is just have fun and be the best dude.
Yeah.
Well, Andy does the Rizzler face.
Yeah, of course.
Well, and this is doing so much good for the Italian community. I mean, after the Sopranos, a lot of people hate the Italians.
No, people have always loved the Italians.
No.
The Sopranos made people love the Italians.
No.
Yeah, for sure.
You're trying to push a narrative.
I think it made people afraid of the mafia, but love Italians. Paul Giamatti? Are you kidding? Wait, he's not in that.
Paul Giamatti, my favorite
what's the other guy? The dead guy.
Oh, my shit.
Whose name is similar to Paul Giamatti.
The Rizzler?
No, he was like Tony Soprano.
Mm.
What's his real name?
Oh, Tony Bennett.
It's something that sounds like Paul Giamatti.
Hold on, chat. My thing fucked up. I'm going to have to reconnect. I think Baby Gronk. Baby Gronk and the Wolfpack hacked our goddamn server or some shit.
God damn it. I'm sick of Baby Gronk and the Wolfpack coming after us.
Yeah.
The other day I got stabbed by a needle. I turned around, it was Baby Gronk.
Stabbed
He gave me that slow death. So mad. What's his name? Jim, what's Tony Soprano's actor's name?
James Gandolfini.
Paul Giamatti, James Gandolfini. They're very similar. That's who I was talking about. James Gandolfini. You're telling me that James Gandolfini didn't make Italians the stock go up? Ticker was going up. That shit was green. That was three green arrows, baby.
Yeah, make a chicken bake or something, which are great. I had frozen ones today, but the real ones very
good. I forgot that you were getting the frozen ones and making them at home.
They're great.
I thought you like went there and bought two of them.
No.
How much more cost effective is it? Because the chicken bake is the more like everyone's always like, whoa, Costco's like dirt cheap for everything, but it's like the more expensive one.
I think
right?
It's like $350 or something at Costco.
I thought it was like
five something. It's like this big.
Oh sure. I'm not saying like I'm not condemning it. I'm just saying like isn't that the one that's like slightly more expensive than the dollar pizza $1.50, and the dollar hot dog and the dollar soft serve.
Yeah, you pay for what you get, though.
Yeah, I asked you, is it more cost effective? Why are you after me?
I'm not after you. I just say, explain it.
And you've been going after everyone.
Me? I'm just defending the...
How many chicken bakes?
I thought we were on the same page.
How many chicken bakes do you get and how much does it cost?
All right. Are we...
I get like six and I think it's like $10.
Oh, yeah.
Are
that's
we
way
back?
More.
Are we back, Chad? Are we...
Should we been back?
And we back.
Okay.
We never left.
So real quick, just for reference, this is what... while beef's being cooked by Baby Gronk, this is what the Rizzler's up to.
Looks wild.
His dad's loving
dad
it.
Dad cracking
great
up.
Bit.
I mean, this
his
is...
His dad's loving just an awesome bit.
I wonder if this was their response because they didn't see it, they're above it, or they just don't care. But either way,
they don't
this
care.
Is the exact thing you do when some fucking loser nobody is jealous of you and releases a rap song where he's hanging out with like, let's be honest, college fives and pretending that they're baddies.
Well, that's right. He is talking about all the baddies he's with. But I mean, I guess that is a fucking part one.
Oh
that's
my God. Done, is it? Right, oh my God. It's gentlemen. Nine?
Yeah. That's how time flies when you're having fun talking like, about Corey Feldman and the Rizzler.
I'm like Kevin McAllister over here. So shocked about the time.
And you know what? We might as well play the fucking the Low Serville video again.
Oh, I think it'll be bring the boom.
Play Boomer. The
here you know
comes
we
the
can
boom.
We can play that as well. No. You know what? We'll play that also.
All right.
Good point, Mike.
You're right. You're welcome, everybody.
Oh, hold on. I need the fucking full video though.
Oh yeah, we don't want to have these.
I might have to go to AJ's
TikTok.
AJ's TikTok for the real shit.
Yeah.
Name in the Bible, name in the Bible,
wait,
name
what
in the
is
Bible, that's you know.
Hey, son of it. That was pretty good.
Nah.
Name in the Bible, name in the Bible.
If this was 22 minutes into Pop One, we would have sat and watched that Name in the Bible video and riffed on it for a half hour.
Oh, yeah, we would have. All right, we'll be back.
Yeah.